The camera obscura, Latin for dark chamber, is the basic building block of all photography. Light from a well-lit area passes through a small hole, and an image of what's outside is projected upside down on the back wall of a dark area. I've seen a naturally occurring camera obscura one time in my life. A moving image of my children playing outside in the kiddie pool on a summer day was projected with astonishing resolution, color, and clarity on the wall of my bedroom. I've never forgotten that. Considering how foundational the camera obscura is to photography and to filmmaking, you would think it would have shown up in the movies long ago, but I've never encountered it in a film until now. The Fall, the second film by a director who calls himself the single name Tarsem, has captured this magical occurrence. A four-year-old girl, Alexandria, played by the lovely young actress Katinka Untaru, in one of the greatest and most delicately evoked child performances in modern movies, is in the hospital with a broken arm. In her travels around the building, dark and filled with mysteries, she sees projected through a keyhole the image of a horse on the wall. What is the significance of the horse? Horses are, in fact, a motif throughout the film, including a striking, silent, black-and-white opening sequence involving a train, a bridge, and a drowned horse. What do the horses mean? Maybe nothing. Based on Tarsem's previous film, The Cell, he clearly loves horses, and perhaps he put them in his new film simply because they are so beautiful. Some critics have criticized The Fall for exactly that reason. They complain that the film's story is thin and that its images are unmotivated, simply a director's fancy or folly. But is it folly to bring to the world images that have never been seen before? Such as a man whose back is riddled with 100 arrows, so that when he falls backwards, he is borne aloft by the shafts as if resting in a final bed. Or a cluster of dead red bodies hanging from the ceiling in the shape of a chandelier slowly rotating? Or a white sheet stretching 12 stories high in the middle of a desert slowly turning red from the bottom up as the blood of a fallen comrade soaks upwards? If the images I've mentioned sound a little grisly, I suppose the film can be that way. The little girl is being told an extemporaneous adventure tale by another patient, a man named Roy, played by Lee Pace. Roy, jilted by his lover, has lost the will to live and dreams of suicide. His own thoughts are dark. It's no wonder that the images he conjures are tinged with death. But the key to the film is that Roy's word pictures, which we see acted out in all their exaggerated theatrical glory, are filtered through the mind of the little girl. What we're seeing isn't necessarily the story the storyteller intends, but rather the one that is received. In other fantasy films, there's no question that the fantasy world has an independent existence, and a child is just a visitor there. The Fall is much closer to imagination itself. Tarsem is reaching for the deepest heart of the cinema, the ability of colorful, moving shadows on the wall to stir deep emotions within us, no explanation required. Asking all those images to make sense is to miss the point entirely. This is a film of amazement. The Fall is currently playing in an exclusive engagement at the Keystone Art Theater in Indianapolis. Even with the price of gas, it's worth the trip. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.